Welcome to the audio weblog of the Hackberry House of Chosun. Today, three men who will change all. It's been a while since I've dealt with prophecy in this audio or written blog. North Korea and the body of Christ there surely do consume time, and I say it humbly and gratefully. But something grabbed me the other day that I thought might be profitable for you. See what you think. Well, I mean, see if this is borne out in the Word. Two men will suddenly appear on the scene in the days of Antichrist, preceding the return of Jesus Christ to the earth. Now, I'm not going to attempt a defense of that much, but I assume it going in. Zechariah sees these two men. John, in the book of Revelation, sees these two men. Jesus alludes to it when he says that Elijah truly comes first to restore all things. Then he leads the reader and the hearer to believe that he's talking about John the Baptist, who came in the spirit and power of Elijah, but wasn't actually Elijah. So John becomes a picture of the Old Testament prophet, as well as a precursor of at least one of those coming prophets. For you see, one of the qualifications for such a man is that he never died in the ordinary sense. Since all men have an appointment with death, except end-time saints here when Jesus returns, and since Revelation 11 even records their death, it's safe to assume that they cannot have died before. The traditional wisdom, and that which I have clung to, is that therefore Enoch and Elijah must be the two returning men, because neither ever died. Today I want you to look at the possibility of Moses' return. And I'm quick to inject that the word died is used in connection with his departing the planet in Deuteronomy. But I hasten to add that there are some strange statements made in regards to this death. First, God buried him. Second, no one knows where the grave or the body is. Third, Jude in the New Testament records a dispute over that body between the angels of God and the angels of Satan. Why a dispute? Does Satan believe he should be in charge of the dead? Did God have other plans for this particular body? Was Satan grieved because it seemed God was not playing by the rules? Was, in fact, Moses' body taken immediately to a holding place to be joined later by Elijah, where they've been preserved ever since? Why not Enoch? Well, maybe it's he after all. But consider the activities of these two men that are coming. It's described in Revelation 11. Number one, they will shut heaven in regards to precipitation. Now, Elijah used to do that when he was here. They'll turn water into blood. Moses did that when he was here. They're going to strike the earth at will with various plagues. Again, sounds like a Moses activity. Enoch, well, we're not told of any activities that he did. One other intriguing clue to the appearance of these two very men, is that they appeared on the Mount of Transfiguration. Bodies, not spirits. We've been led to believe that all men are spirits when they leave their bodies awaiting the resurrection. But here are two glaring exceptions. They had a body, just as surely as the one with whom they were discussing the coming sacrifice of God. Where'd they go after this incredible experience? Back to the waiting room. And they're going to wait there still. And in an adjoining room somewhere, one more waits, hindered or restrained, the King James Version says, let. 2 Thessalonians 2, by a strong angel who will release him at a given cue. Now that's another story about Antichrist, but it is connected in a very real way to this same closing chapter of earth as we know it. These three men will revolutionize the world. And there's no newspaper or magazine you can read to try to figure out if they're alive on the planet now. Oh, they're very much alive, but not quite on the planet. All in good time. If America's current problems are the signal of the winding down of civilization, then life could get pretty exciting before long. Keep your eyes on what God has promised and not on the bad news. Amen? Three men will change all, and then Jesus will come as the one man, the God-man, to truly change everything. Thanks for listening. If you'd like a written copy of what you've heard, go to my homepage right here at Sermon Audio, and from the main page, just type in Chosun, C-H-O-S-U-N, or Hackberry at the top where it says Find. Click on the link that comes up and then click on Weblog. Also on that page, you'll be able to access all my written and audio Bible teachings and information about North Korea. And maybe you'd like to subscribe to a weekly NK newsletter from Seoul, USA. Then just go to Baekjeong, BaekJeong.com. Subscribe to Baekjeong Weekly by email is the link that you would click on. Lord willing, we're going to Korea this summer. Maybe you'd like to help us. My wife and me will be on the field for 7 weeks, Lord willing. If you can help, go to www.firstgiving.com/Bob Faulkner. For more information about that trip in Seoul, USA, write me an email at diakonos3@gmail.com. Pray with me that God would have his way in Chosun, but also in your life and in mine. Amen. God bless you.